This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Start things, no problem.
Why are you starting things?
Oh, well, I was told I was supposed to start
something
it.
I said wrong?
No, I was told you were like in the boys' room, and okay, well, I'll, you know.
Well, I don't know.
Because I know how close Scott gets to wetting his pants before the show ever gets started every day. And so it wouldn't surprise me that you'd have to, and it would probably be a relief that you relieved yourself before the show.
Okay, enough. But we're changing topics here. I don't know. You can't start again. Not if you're talking about bathroom humor, for crying out loud. I was not.
No, I said, no, no. I know how excited you get when it's time for the show. It's like, okay. I gotta go. So, go.
Getting excited for the show, I could stop. What is going on here? What is this music? Todd, is this you?
It's a total eclipse. I got to play Bonnie Tyler. Everybody plays Bonnie Tyler for the eclipse.
Todd's in total eclipse mode. Ready to go. I'm not. I really am yawning over this. I had that conversation.
I don't care either. Okay, you and I are both on the same page and probably the only people on the page, apparently, but I could care less. I really just, who cares?
Let's start over. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon, the total eclipse maestro with the music is the one and only Todd Mitchell with the potty humor today. Thank you, Todd.
Wait a minute. No, it's you were there. I mean, Rev told me you're going to have to start the show. Scott's not out yet. Okay.
I was talking to a colleague one step away from the door, so you got bad info. But anyway, that's okay.
Well, you know, I can only act on the info I'm given, so.
And you also sound like you're like in kind of a really loud place. What's this?
This is your theme song, for crying out loud. I just didn't loop the intro over and over and over like you guys do.
Did you have enough sleep this weekend, Todd? Is everything okay in the Todd Mitchell
world? Everything's great.
World, okay. Manny, did you detect a little zaniness in Todd this morning before the show that I maybe haven't picked up? Or?
Well, the music he started out with, he kind of woke me up with it because I was kind of nose in there.
You got to admit, it wakes you right back up.
Yeah. Okay, can I start for a third time now? Welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Scott Hannon here, Todd the Radio God Mitchell there. Your calls are welcome. Here's how you call us, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. You could text Todd and tell him what song you'd like played on What's on Your Mind, and he'd be happy to find it. 226-8503 is the telephone number for Todd. 367-2054 for me to text us, and then always your email's welcome. I received an email over the weekend from a listener. This is about as profound a bit of opinion, commentary that I've ever received, having done a radio show like this since 1986, I guess. So that's saying something. I'm going to share that with you today on the program. Look forward to doing that. We have next hour Shirley Dykshorn that'll be joining us. She is with Lutheran Social Services. We're going to talk with her a little bit about the refugee resettlement program in North Dakota that they facilitate. We get a lot of calls about that. And every time we do, we forward the questions to the good folks at LSS and say, you know, our listeners have some questions here. And enough of those have come in over the last year or so. I forget how long it's been since we've had some of the folks from LSS here, that we decided to have her back. And what I'd like you to do today is just any question you have, ask it. And don't be afraid that if I ask this, I'm going to sound like I'm a racist or something. Sometimes I ask questions and I sound like I'm some kind of a racist or a bigot when I know I'm not. And then, you know, somebody might call and say, hey, prime example. Remember about a year ago, I referred to some individuals and their actions surrounding the illegal protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest as a bunch of thugs. You remember that, Todd? What happened when I called the protesters thugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times did I get called racist in a period of about 10 days there?
Was it?
We lost count.
I lost count.
Yeah. I was a racist. Now, when you refer to people who include Native Americans that are protesting something that's happening near their reservation, even though you factually describe the actions they are taking for what they are, it's fair to say someone's going to call you a racist. I didn't much care because I knew I wasn't a racist. And I know that I didn't think any differently of someone who happened to be Native American versus a not. And by the way, if I look at the Native American community, I instantly think of people who have done some incredible things despite some incredible odds. So I would actually argue the Native American community includes a character of people that, among many other things, fight through adversity no matter what. I also see a group of people left behind. And I'm very sad by that because I believe they've been failed, mostly by the federal government, the so-called deal between the federal government and the Native American community, the tribal governments themselves, the system, if you will, where you have all kinds of examples of everything from child abuse to drug abuse to diabetes and health issues and everything else and alcoholism and, you know, just on and on and on. And they're human beings. They're fellow human beings who've been put into a very bad situation. I hate that. Okay? So I think the same thing about somebody that might be here from some foreign country that has some very difficult times going on. People being ripped apart from their homeland. Because of war and everything else, put in some tent community, and then ultimately having to find a place to call home. Because they, I mean, just put yourself in that position. If war broke out in Bismarck, and you can't live in Bismarck anymore, and they put you in a tent in Guam, and then eventually ship you over to Somalia, is this a picnic for you? No, you left your home. You want your home. You. That's your identity, right? So it's not an easy road either for refugees. Once again, I believe one of the reasons that the refugee resettlement program is so controversial and there is a great deal of concern about it is because government leaders and a lot of bleeding heart liberals say they're going to make things better and they don't. They think you're just going to throw money at a situation, make it better, write checks, okay, get them over here, fly them over, we'll do it. Don't think it through. And I think some of those people actually want to force assimilation and diversity. Okay, diversity is fine. Our country was built on it, right? Go back to Ellis Island, and then see what those people who left Ellis Island, who came here to build New America, did together, shoulder to shoulder. Okay, so it's fine. We've got a great history of this. We have to apologize for nothing. But the people that want to force diversity. In the name of diversity, saying, let's pull some people here, let's go there, we don't have the best setup for it, but we're going to put them there. Boom, go. That's not good. And then, when people like a Fargo City Commissioner, because the majority of the refugee resettlement population in North Dakota is in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, and a city commissioner in Fargo by the name of Dave Pepcorn says, can we just understand what the costs of this are? I want to know what the impacts are to our community. And, of course, he is a racist immediately. By ridiculous, wrong-headed liberals. See John Strand in the phone book, another Fargo City Commissioner, who's a nice guy, a bleeding heart of all bleeding hearts, and on the Fargo City Commission. But someone that is so out of touch from the real world of business and the bottom line that he would quickly go to, it's racist to ask those questions rather than want the facts. That's ridiculous. Knowing the impact on law enforcement, knowing the impact on our social services, knowing the impact on the education system is common sense. And in my mind, if you answer those well, and you answer all of the challenges well, you will reduce the amount of people who say, okay, these people are here, and I'm paying more as a result of it. I happen to believe there is a real argument for the role many refugees play in our workforce. I know some people say, oh, just pay people more, and then you don't have to worry about refugees. Well, okay. You know, businesses could pay people more. There's no doubt about that. But now all of a sudden you sound like a liberal because you're saying raise the minimum wage. And by the way, no matter how the wage goes up or why it goes up, you pay more. Business can't just assume that. So this is something we need to think about. I think, I hope I've expressed a few angles of that particular debate for you today. And that topic in full detail next hour. This hour we have the latest on the fallout from last week. And I want to talk a little bit about this good versus evil. Right? Hate versus love when we come back, and the last week on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince Webker's with me from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. A little sauna 101 for us. Some people think the sauna is a winter thing. That's not right, is it?
Now, if you had a sauna, you'd know it's a 365-day-a-year thing because it's addictive. Literally, it releases the body's natural endorphins, so you get that runner's high. By doing that, you're increasing your immune system. But like in the summertime, the last 3 days, we've had great weather. Sitting in the sauna, you'll physically start sweating within about 3 minutes and heavy. So that's the body at work getting detoxifying, getting rid of bad and allowing good to flow in better. So it's all year.
And if I get in there four times a week, I got a 66 better chance of not getting Alzheimer's.
That is correct. According to the University of Finland, it's a 20-year study.
Oh, wow. There's some science research for you folks. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Saunas 24/7, 365 make every day better. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too, or online at hotspringnd.com. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Those people in Fargo. Fargo is a great city with a lot of nice people in it. And I think if these white supremacists come, you can just about bet on it that these paid protesters are going to show up and it's going to get ugly. For heaven's sakes, let's not let this happen to the city of Fargo. I don't live there, but I've been there many times. I've met many of the people. And believe me, I don't think they deserve something like this. They really, really don't.
Back on What's Thank On Your you. Mind, that's a call from a listener referring to a rally that's being planned, part of a rally that was... I really struggle with this, folks. I'd welcome your guidance on it, but I don't like giving attention to these kind of rallies. Look, the First Amendment is very clear. There's not a lot of doubt to me on what that allows, and it's a lot. And it's a lot that could ultimately repulse you. But it is the First Amendment, and I'm not about to pick and choose, okay? I think if Virginia had let this group that took the permit out go out there, put a big giant fence around the area that they're allowed to be in, and, put the media about a mile and a half away in their little area that they could be in and call it good, it'd be fine. The media gives these crazies the voice. And that then fuels all this other stuff. Then the other group feels like they have to come in. So my question to you is, isn't it better to ignore them? I mean, I don't want to talk about this rally in Fargo. I'm not going to this rally in Fargo. I'm ignoring it. They want you to get all wrapped up in the fact that they're coming here. And, the cameras, man, they're shining them babies up. They can't wait to go. Maybe I'll get on CBS. I'll be big time. Meanwhile, you, meaning if you go, or the media or anybody else, you amplify the hate. I think it's better to ignore it. And I plan to, unless you tell me something different on this program. That's where I'm at. 22 past the hour on a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. More on hate in a minute. We love celebrating our callers here, and so thank you for that call, and we welcome others at 800-228-0550. Our friends at Delta help us celebrate one caller every single day on the program. And somebody had a really crazy idea on what ought to be my future. On the Friday program. Do you guys remember this? And I thought that was worthy of the call of the day brought to you by Delta Constructors. If you are in the oil business and want a turnkey well site solution, one call does it all. So call Delta first. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry, and they're doing it for a lot of the big names. 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Delta Constructors. .net. Here's that crazy call from Friday.
Jim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I agree with everything you say. I was wondering, have anybody ever talked to you about running for Senate? I mean, you got more common sense than Heidi Heitkamp, and I think you could totally win.
There's so much. Oh, where to begin? Where to begin? Thank you. The Delta Delta one call does it all. Call of the day. All right, I promised to talk a little bit about hate. I want to put hate on a spectrum for you. All right? I want to put hate on a, there's the hate like, hate it when I hit my hand with a hammer. Darn it anyway, that's the worst, right? And there's the kind of hate that I'm looking nose to nose with somebody. I don't like the color of their skin, and therefore I'm going to kill them. That's, to me, the spectrum of hate. Now, I hate it when I hit my hand on a figure, hit my hand with a hammer, hit my finger with a hammer. It's almost like, a joke, right? No big deal. But when we start moving up that scale, if I hate somebody because they have a different political opinion than I do, I hate what you say, or the angry, bitter way in which you engage, is that any different than the other end? I mean, hate is hate, isn't it? A sin is a sin, isn't it? Because what we're all doing in this world is not the ultimate destination. And we're being judged for what we're doing here and what we're doing now. I don't see a lot of difference. So I'd like to move the focus and the attention away from that far end, which is reprehensible and is even, Well, it's obvious. Should go without saying that that's ugly, awful, terrible. Ugh. But it's so small, folks. It's so small. It's a really small amount of the people and the incidents. But it's blown up into much bigger as we saw with Charlottesville. I think we have to focus on the other. And a lot of ways to do that. What we're going to do next hour on this refugee resettlement thing is an example. I have an open, honest conversation about it. Tomorrow, we'll have some folks join us from a panel that will be taking place Saturday this weekend at the North Dakota Heritage Center. It's called A Cultural Experience with North Dakota Tribal Nations. And they are doing a reconciliation panel from 1:30 until 3. I am so interested in learning more about that. Scott Davis and Cody Schultz of the Morton County Commission will join us tomorrow to talk about that. Scott Davis, of course, is city commissioner in Mandan, but also is on Governor Burgum's cabinet and heads up the Indian Affairs Department in North Dakota. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think we got to get that right, is my point. We need to spend some time to get that right. What's in our own heart? I'm not going mushy on you, folks. I'm just trying to talk some truth here to say, let's all do a little look inward and make sure we've got that right. And the low-hanging fruit is in the middle of those spectrums. The one end with the hammer in the hand, you know, as I say, laughable. The other one, obvious. And in my mind, all you can do is pray about that because there's not a lot of, there's not a lot that can soften the heart that is that hard, you know. And it's important to get it right. It's important to get it right before you open up the obituary page and find yourself there. And speaking of that, there's a couple of people here that are worthy of mention today. Jerry Lewis is on the front page. Is he not in the obituary section? I love Jerry Lewis. I mean, I had the pleasure of meeting him one time. Gosh, what a funny guy. Don Dresser was a legendary broadcaster. I mean legendary. And I worked at WDAY for a number of years, 2001 to 2008, and he had retired earlier, back in 94. But I spent about a few minutes every week trying to talk him into coming back because he was so good. He was just unbelievable, just a total legend and a true talent in the radio business. And we also lost a business legend over the weekend, without question, and that's Jack Hovind, father of Senator John Hovind. But in and of himself, but for being the father of a governor and a senator, a true icon in North Dakota in business. Great banker, great businessman, great thinker. Just one of those movers and shakers that gets things done, sometimes quietly, sometimes not. But to all of them, rest in peace. Rest in peace. Certainly praying for the repose of their soul. Okay, we're going to go to Valley City for our next call when we come back, and then San Francisco, California. That should be interesting. Stay tuned.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The addition of the Dakota Access Pipeline has prompted a seismic shift of oil by pipeline versus rail. Lynn Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains.
We saw the market share for crude by rail drop 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. And so it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. So it does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could retool to ship those products.
Lynn Helms joins us on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
As we round out 2017 and head into 2018, one of the things I plan on doing a lot of on this program is focusing on the opportunities that are here for so many. And if you have loved ones that you love to have a little closer to home, I really want you to think about this, because the opportunities here are phenomenal. And I would also maybe give you a little extra encouragement to say, if you don't think about it and you don't do your part and your neighbor doesn't do their part and your coworker doesn't do their part, one of the things that could really stunt the growth of North Dakota is a lack of workforce. We need people, a lot of people, to fill a lot of jobs. And these are good jobs, good benefits, good way to make a living, be part of the communities, and it's in every corner of North Dakota. That's what I think the example of the oil and gas industry has been here. Because here's an industry that said, we want innovation. Because the innovation will drive progress for generations, which leads to jobs and careers for generations. That's what comes from American energy production. And they want it in a way that protects our land and the wildlife for generations too. And folks, it's happening. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers make it happen. And there's new technologies coming online every day. You combine that, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. So you're doing them a favor by saying, have you looked into this? You thought about coming back here? You seen these communities, what they've done? North Dakota Petroleum Council brings you that message. Find out more. Direct your friends to energyofnorthdakota.com, energyofnorthdakota.com. Now for a little experiment on the program. Todd, are you ready for this little experiment? I don't know how we'll judge the success of the laboratory, but we can give it a try. Are you ready, Todd?
Sure.
We're going to explore the difference in the viewpoint of a caller from Valley City, North Dakota, and San Francisco, California, because those are the next two on my board here, okay? Just as a wild guess, do you think they'll be different, or do you think they'll be pretty close?
Probably going to be a little different.
A little different. Todd's optimistic today. He's got a little Monday optimism going.
A little different, or maybe a lot different.
Gene, Valley City, lay it on me.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
Is my phone going dead?
I hear you.
Well, something's... Okay, Scott, you're doing an experiment.
Yeah.
I did an experiment about 1:30 this morning. I had my own little eclipse in the kitchen. I put a dinner plate on top of the refrigerator, and I took a baseball in my right hand, and I had a little eclipse of the dinner plate. And I was about 4 feet from the dinner plate with the baseball when I had an eclipse. My point is that to have an eclipse, the moon has to be exactly the right distance from the sun. Can you hear that?
I hear it, yeah. No, I was just actually having a vision of your wife waking up and seeing you with that baseball bat and running for her life or something. I couldn't get the mechanics of the plates and the baseball bat, but
it was a baseball. I was just doing a little eclipse of the dinner plate. Anyway, my point: you've got to have the moon exactly the right distance from the sun to have an eclipse. Now, what's the odds of that happening by the Big Bang Theory, or did somebody hang that in the right place?
I have no flipping idea. I couldn't answer that question for $1 million. I don't know. I'm thinking you got enough of an experiment there. You can sleep in tonight. You don't need to see the real one, you know?
That was my intention. My intention was to not see the real one. But in Psalms 19, verse 1,
okay,
it says, "The heavens declare the glory of the Lord." Psalms 19, verse 1.
I'm familiar, but is your interpretation of that, that the glory of the Lord interpreted, or what the eclipse will be? That is the glory?
No. By the evidence of what we see in the heavens, it points to our Creator and His handiwork.
I love it. I think that now, about a blade of grass, though, right? I don't have to stare into the sun to figure that one out. But I hear you. I mean, I'm with you. I think the same thing about that trip to Norway was like that for me. You can't look at that and say
my point of view is the creation point of view. Now continue your experiment with your call from San Francisco.
We'll try and see if there's any difference. I bet he's never had a baseball, a plate, and a eclipse reenactment in his kitchen at the middle of the night. I'll bet that before I even talk to him. But Gene, thank you for that. Appreciate the call, David, in San Francisco, California. What's on your mind?
Yeah, morning, Scott. Normally you and I argue about various things, but I think I agree with you on the refugee issue. And by the way, that last caller, I hate to break his faith, but the if you're 50 miles south of that line, you're going to see a partial eclipse, right? I'm in San Francisco, and I guess they get it up in Oregon. So we're going to get a partial eclipse. So it's not as if the moon is such an exact size that it blots out the entire sun from the entire face of the earth. It's only a line that's crossing the United States. It's not a huge darkness over the entire earth. So, the moon is the size it is, and it's not some exact size that measures up to darkening out the whole face of the earth.
I did not get the bug that gets all juiced up about an eclipse. I remember partial eclipse before. I did get up one time, middle of the night, took a look at it, pretty cool, went back to bed, or the red moon, or whatever, I forget, but I just, to me, it's, there's plenty of wonder all around us. But I respect people that do. I know our Father Paul Dukeshire is our parish pastor at St. Anne's in Joachim, and he is a big mountain hiker. And he put on his calendar in 2012 to be in Utah for this event. And he's out there with a number of other friends and fellow priests that are planning a big hike to be out there and see it all. And my luck, if I did that, I'd go there and it'd be a rainstorm, so you wouldn't see a darn thing. But anyway, I just don't have that bug. I'm amazed the amount of attention to this eclipse. I really am, quite honestly, compared to what I see as sort of life and death, day-to-day things that are happening. But maybe Gene's got it right. It's all part of the bigger picture, and if it awakens us to some of that creation, that's okay by me.
I'm staying away from it because for those 2 minutes, you could have gropers and pickpockets. And I'll stay away from that.
Well, maybe in San Francisco, but not in Valley City. So we did find the one difference between the two places.
Pickpockets are everywhere. Hey,
not pickpockets, though.
Yeah, the
pickpockets are in San Francisco. The pockets are in both places, but the people who are trying to steal things out of your pocket, San Francisco, not Valley City, was my point.
Well, that's where I disagree. But for the
what are you saying? You see, you don't have.
You're saying pickpockets aren't in downtown Tulsa. There are pickpockets everywhere.
I said Valley City.
Okay. So the issue of refugees, though, have you ever, do you pay attention to the Project Censored series?
Negatory.
Well, they've been around for, I don't know, 40 years or so, maybe even 50 years. The biggest censored stories of the year. They started out with the top 10 censored, but now it's closer to 50. Well, the number five issue this year is that the World Bank has declared that the refugees, let me look at it here, the World Bank press release, we're exploring the creation of special economic zones and encouraging investments in municipal projects and labor-intensive work. So basically what they're saying is that they want to create camps to slam refugees in, and then you'd have work camps, right? So right now the world has the greatest amount of refugees basically in the history of the world. I think it's much bigger than even World War II. I think in this article it says there are 60 million refugees right now, and about 11 million of them are from Syria alone. And the idea that that these fake wars, these corporate wars, these decisions to basically decimate whole nations for minerals and whatnot have created refugees, and rather than allowing them to go and find someplace else to live, the World Bank is now setting up these work camps for them. And once you're in one of those work camps, you have no legal rights to go anywhere else.
So where are these? Where are these camps?
Well, they're already setting them up in Jordan, and check out this, like I say, it's called projectcensored.org.
Yeah,
look for the number five.
I'll definitely do that. By the way, on that censored list is like number one of the Trump economy, the number one censored story?
No, that wouldn't, because this is, Project Censored from 2016, so the Trump economy is...
We'll get that one next year. We'll find out the media is censoring that next year. I can hardly wait. Thank you, David. Nice chatting with you. Call again, please. Peter Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Love your show. Say, I just wanted to speak to the rally that I'm hosting. I just want everybody to know that I'm working closely with the police and the other side, the counter-protesters. They had made an event, and they're trying to coordinate with mine to keep our group separate. So I want to know everybody to know that we're doing everything we can to keep things safe. I did want to bring up a opinion I have, and a lot of people are saying, you know, I shouldn't do this rally. Not anybody has that I've heard said that they shouldn't hold that all-ages drag show at that Pride event last week. Now, I was in Charlottesville, and I felt like I leave for one weekend, and, you know, Fargo kind of goes to hell. The Center of Pediatrics just, you know, issued a statement saying pushing transgenderism on children is child abuse, and I think there needs to be an investigation into the organizers who organized that event.
You know, I think you got a point there, Peter, on that other show, but two wrongs don't make a right, as my mother, rest her soul, used to tell me. Right,
so you're saying we should allow them to do all ages drag shows?
No, what I'm saying is that's wrong, and so is the rally that you're planning, given what just happened in Charlottesville.
My rally is totally separate from Charlottesville. My rally is to do what's best for the people of North Dakota. I'm not trying to get involved with all this national politics. I just want to be, I myself want to be able to tell people what I know about these groups that are trying to get young men and women like myself to join them and to fight amongst each other. I want to have reasonable discourse, and I want to ensure you that this is everything is on the up and up. We're just trying to get our message out there about how traditional values are being infringed upon.
Hang on a moment here. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break if you don't mind. Up against the break, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
From great deals on fidget spinners to firewood. NDSU attire. Buy one, get one free. IGOG sunglasses and flip-flops. There's plenty of summer left, and PetroServe USA is here to help. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. It's customer-owned by people just like you, and it's 100% American-made fuels. PetroServe USA, the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's energy fields, allowing you to save money. PetroServe USA giving away $50,000 in PetroServe giveaways. You can register weekly for those because new names are drawn every single week. Superb customer service, clean, bright stores. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of those great cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, four items, $4. From PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why workplace drug policy is an important step in preparing their employees.
Well, so a lot of it has to do with documentation. You have to document this sort of stuff. And having a good policy in the workplace is a good comprehensive drug policy is of utmost importance. And that'll help you really be prepared so that your employees do know what avenues that they're supposed to take. Are they supposed to remove them from work immediately? Are they supposed to take them to whatever OCMED facility to get drug tested? Just what are the proper steps? So being able to write that policy is a big important step.
Learn more about effective workplace drug policies during the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Register now at www.ndsc.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
President Donald Trump addresses the nation tonight about Afghanistan. That'll be at 8 o'clock our time, central anyway, 7 for my friends in Mountain Time, including all the good folks at Medora. Oh my gosh, did we have a great time? Unbelievable. Had a wonderful conversation with Randy Hatzenbuehler, who is the head of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, too. We're going to be able to squeeze that in today. Got it on the news, I know. Maybe tomorrow. I'd like to play that. Great interview. We have some sound bites circulating, but you know, there's less than 20 days left for the musical, so you got to get to it. But thanks to all of them, everybody out there, Joe Wiegand, Teddy Roosevelt, Casey at the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, the whole crew was fabulous. I made some great memories with our daughter and couple of her friends and had a blast, ran into Governor Burgum out on the course. He had some friends out there on Saturday as well. It was a great, great day. We're brought to you part today by High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company, the sprayer company the others talk about. And, you know, it's been a challenging year. Growers know that, absolutely. But challenging years are not unusual when you're a farmer or you're a rancher. And that's why having a sprayer that has the flexibility, you know, like that a drift management system they have that selects your drop. You get to select your droplet size and then keep it through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Good example of that. Fuel efficient, reliable, operator comfort with state-of-the-art noise dampening and inside the cab, an industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. I mean, they do it right. 1701 Eastside Court is where High Plains Apache is. You can see these Apache sprayers or exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier. So I'd asked this Peter to hang in there who had called in. This is the individual that has been in the news because he attended the event in Charlottesville, is organizing the rally here. He's making some interesting points. I made a point earlier that coverage of the rally is not something I plan on doing because I think to the extent that there were some really bad things that happened in Charlottesville, it's partly because the media was fueling that fire. He said some interesting things. I think he has a fair point on you know, the attention related to an all-ages drag show versus his event. And many of us would see a drag show that includes young children as wrong. But we'd also see, you know, a rally that happened in Charlottesville is wrong. And where are they out on the spectrum? And I would argue what happened in Charlottesville, as bad as, you know, the moral decay an all-ages drag show indicates, is different. It's still bad. So I'll go back to my degrees of separation when it comes to hate and wrong. Sounded to me like Peter was trying to say, hey, there is an extreme fringe of this neo-Nazi that we're not part of. We're over here. Now, I don't know what over here is in the way of quote-unquote being reasonable. I'd be willing to listen to determine for myself whether there's something there. But otherwise, I'm going to pretty much ignore this rally altogether. But Peter, I asked you to stick around, and you didn't, and I'd be happy to have you call back. So we had a call on the board from St. Anthony, too. Is that gone?
They're all gone.
Is it okay? Let me play John Kasich from yesterday on Jake Tapper's show on CNN. I'm going to start with Jake Tapper's questions. Well, actually, play the interview, because I want folks to hear a little bit of John Kasich, who's been a strong critic of Donald Trump, okay, an opponent of his in the presidential race and critic since he's been president. You see where Jake Tapper's trying to lead him, but listen to the answers. Listen close. Go ahead and roll it.
Joining me now to talk about all of this plus more, Republican Governor of Ohio, John Kasich. Governor, thanks for joining us today. What is your reaction to the firing of Steve Bannon? Do you think it's a positive or negative step for the nation?
Well, Jake, listen, that's up to the president. You know, when the problem you have is when you have chaos among your staff in, staff out, new people here, new people there, it's hard to get anything done. You have to be focused. You have to build a team. And it has to be a team that can argue, including argue with the president, like my staff argues with me as the governor. But at the end of the day, we all row in the same direction, and we all have the same purpose. My concern is when you have that kind of chaotic situation in terms of staff, they need to settle it down. But the president clearly has a right to have the people that he wants around him. The way that I believe it works best is when you get people with different points of view. You sit down, you argue out issues carefully, and then at the end, you all come together. And if you're not going to go along with the leader, then you have to leave. And so I don't know what all the inner workings are, but they've got to get some stability among the staff. And I think that's probably what General Kelly is trying to do with so many changes here in the last couple weeks. But the changes have to stop, and we have to have a team. You can't keep putting new people in the lineup and think you're going to win a world championship.
You called the president's response to the violence in Charlottesville, quote, pathetic. Mitt Romney says that he thinks President Trump needs to actually apologize to the nation, acknowledge he was wrong, in order to avoid, quote, an unraveling of our national fabric. Do you agree? Do you think President Trump needs to apologize?
I think, Jake, in some ways, we're looking backwards, okay? Where I want to look now is what are we going to do to deal with the fundamental issues that we have in the country, the issue of race, the issue of police and community coming together and developing policing methods that can unify. We've done it in Ohio. The need to reform a welfare system. So instead of just having people do make work, and a lot of people don't know this, if you're on welfare and you get cash assistance right now, you have to work 30 hours a week. People don't know that. If you don't work, we take you off of welfare. The point is that effort, that time you have to put in to be responsible needs to be meaningful. We got to get people to job training so they're not stuck in poverty for
generations. He did a very good job. Jake Tapper clearly wants to drag him down this path of Trump this, Trump that. And I thought the best line, you're looking backwards. Let's look forward. It's pretty good coming from Kasich, I thought. There's more here. We'll put it up on our new news email today so you can hear the whole thing. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. Chad and Dickinson, you're next.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.